local station. It's Radio Life and Style. A tune called Safer. Speaking of keeping you safe and secure, right now, 10 minutes past 9, we're getting into a special security-focused interview on your Wednesday morning show. Welcome to it. If you're just tuning in, you're with me, Mike, in the morning. And in the spotlight right now, IPSS Security. And in the hot seat, in the studio with me, my special guest this morning, and a man who's got deep, deep roots in the Dolphin Coast community, and particularly in the security cluster, IPSS Security Director and CEO Frank Labidi joins me for a chat on a Wednesday morning. Frank, welcome to Radio Life and Style. How are you doing, my friend?
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
It's great to have you in the house and to be finding out a little bit about the IPSS security story. In fact, just off air, we've been having a little chat. I mean, we had a few minutes ago, the Salt Rock Neighborhood Watch were in the studio.
Yeah,
and you were telling me a bit of history that almost 25 years ago, you founded the Salt Rock Neighborhood Watch.
I founded the Salt Rock Neighborhood Watch, yeah, 25 years ago. It was 2020. So next year it will be the 25th anniversary. Yeah.
That's amazing. So that just kind of hints at your deep roots within community safety in this part of the world. I've been doing a bit of research on. I see you've got an illustrious career with some very impressive 10 years in both military and security spaces. But for those who might have heard the name Frank Labidi, you might have, of course, you've come across IPSS Security on the Dolphin Coast. But what inspired you personally to get into the security industry, and what continues to motivate you?
Well, I moved to Salt Rock about 30 years ago, and then, as you said before, and as I said, 25 years ago, I founded the Salt Rock Neighborhood Watch to sort of stand up against crime. And crime was quite bad that time, to be quite honest. Salt Rock alone, yeah, 3-4 hijackings, armed hijackings a week.
That was the picture back then.
Yeah. That was 2020. And then I believe, and I still do, that our children should be able to, like, walk freely on the beach, play freely on the beach. Our loved ones should be able to walk along the promenade, you know, without fear. And we should feel safe, you know, driving with our windows open. And, you know, and that is everyone, regardless of their background, deserves to feel secure in their community, you know, in our community. Mm. And so my passion for safety led me to purchase the electronic division of existing security business, which was up north. And despite people calling me absolutely crazy for starting a security company in Salt Rock these days, must remember before the boom was of the area.
Yeah.
So my commitment to serving the community and also sort of helping myself, because I was unhappy with the services we were supplied that time. We only had two security companies at that time. So I decided I'd take the financial risk, you know. And over the years we invested now, the last, I will say, 7 years alone, or 6 years alone, we invested 5 million rand just in live monitoring CCTV software.
Wow.
We have about 250-300 public cameras we put up, the domes, which are up for years and years and years and years.
That's impressive.
So it goes beyond just number plate recognition and everything, you know. It's a completely different software, you know, and I come to that later, you know. Then Sheffield Beach, we had a problem, and it faced its own crime challenges, so we provided an additional vehicle there to increase the response time, and then crime rates dropped drastically as a result. And also a larger company and smaller company entered the market. We try to remain focused on our mission to secure our neighborhood. And what keeps us motivated is our vision for our community to be safer, and obviously our promise to deliver the best service we can, you know.
Well, that's something that I wanted to touch on, is your leadership philosophy and how you apply it to managing IPSS security, because it's grown and it's expanded tremendously over the lifespan of this entity, right?
It has indeed.
So what is your personal leadership philosophy?
I think my leadership philosophy is straightforward. It's leading by example. So I will never ask anything of my officers what I wouldn't do myself. All right. Definitely not. It's a big thing. And a key strength of our company, of RPSS Security, is our talent and team, you know, with many senior managers, supervisors coming from the South African Police Forces. Police Force, the extensive experience obviously allows us to develop effective and field-tested security strategies. Mm. At the heart of our success is my visionary approach, and founded on the belief that high-quality service to clients can only be achieved through unwavering professionalism among our staff. And this commitment to excellence and continuous improvement, and it needs continuous improvement, you know,
yeah.
Has resulted in a strong track record, I think, of successful security solutions and happy and satisfied clients, to be quite honest. And under, my guidance, let's rather call it my team's guidance, along with the operational excellence of my partner, Brendan Knott, who is our COO as well, RPSS Security has become a trusted name, I guess, in the security industry. And I think our collective expertise and dedication drive our ongoing success in combating crime and safeguarding our community.
Wow. Totally agree with you there. And it's in the sort of 30 years that you've been operating, you personally in the space, and the perspective that you've gained on the region, the playing field has changed a lot. And I want to know, in your opinion, what makes IPSS Security stand out from other operators, other security companies? In your opinion,
sorry, I'm a bit. I have a few notes.
I got you. What do you think makes IPSS Security stand out from other security companies? Would you say?
I think what truly sets us apart is our personal service and dedication we offer. But most definitely,
yeah.
You know, from myself to my partner again, Brennan, to our management and security teams, everyone is hands on. And when you work with us, you're dealing with real people, not just somebody who sits behind a phone. You know, if you want to get hold of us. My office is open 24/7. You know, we are based in Ballito. We were always based in Ballito. So it's easy to get hold of us. You know, it's very frustrating. I think we all experience that when you have a problem with something and you have a call center, which I have as well, 24-hour call center, and you get put on hold for 50 minutes, half an hour, hour sometimes, and then the call gets cut. That doesn't happen to us. You know,
you're not a bank.
No, I'm not a bank. And you know. If you have a problem, walk into our offices. You know, we have an open door policy, and we will, you know, we will assist you. So we live and work in the community we protect. We own property here, so a lot of property actually. My family.
You're invested in the region.
So it's in our best interest to reduce crime and keep this area safe, not just for our customers but for ourselves as well. You know, because crime comes in, property prices drop. So you know, it's a no-brainer. We also take a very professional approach. So we don't just offer generic security solutions. We don't go for cheap stuff, you know. We listen to our clients, understand their needs, and tailor our services to fit their specific requirements. Mm. And our supervision is proactive, with constant vigilance, real-time monitoring, continuous training to ensure our clients feel safe and secure. And I think I can confidently say that no other company in the area has the level of infrastructure and backup that we do. There is no way, absolutely no way.
And that's maybe something that the general public that doesn't know. So I'm glad we can kind of shine a spotlight on that, because that's all kind of happening in the background. And can you tell us more about the size and capabilities of the IPSS Security fleet and how it aids in your rapid response mission?
All right, so that is a big thing, and people don't seem to understand this. It's not all about money, okay? Money is related to, obviously, the product, and I add that on, the product you're getting,
yeah.
Right? So if you choose, for example, a security company with 5 vehicles in the area, and just as an example, they charge you 300 rand monitoring, okay? Mm. I sit there with 31 vehicles. I can't charge you 300 rand monitoring. I have to charge you 400, 450, whatever it is, you know? So our fleet is pretty extensive. We have 31 vehicles right now as we speak,
wow.
Including 3 unmarked vehicles, keep for under, so that's virtually kept for undercover work. We have a specialized armored vehicle, which we have used alongside SEPs in various operations and situations, and it's equipped to handle things like land invasions and crowd control, which we have done. There was one instance where we got into a riot and we were ambushed, SEPs and ourselves, and we retaliated the next week under the lead of General Gopal, the district commissioner in Guadalcusa.
Wow.
So we've used that massive vehicle several times, and it's impressive. And what really sets us apart is our tactical task teams. So we have several tactical task teams, and these are highly trained guys.
Yeah.
Highly experienced, fully licensed to handle any kind of weapons, any kind of firearms, whether it's a rifle, shotgun, or something else. They've been involved in everything from resolving domestic disputes to dealing with the 2021 riots and stopping land invasions over the years. You know, we had the last land invasion this year, a couple of months ago, you know. And with such versatile fleet and highly skilled team, we are virtually ready for any challenge. There's nothing we cannot handle, virtually nothing. And plus, all of these vehicles are dedicated to our operational area. So making us the largest fleet in the region by far, in any given situation, we can expect, or I can promise you, that I have at least 5 vehicles out with armed officers on site within minutes. And I think our track record speed speaks for itself. You know, it's one thing to come into the area and have vehicles displayed, okay? But I always say consistency. It's consistency. And, I mean, my standoffs, I do them for, 20 plus years, you know? Our daily standoffs in the morning, you know? Yeah. And it's consistency, you know? It's and people who live here for so long and who know us, you know me, they see from 3 vehicles, it became 5, it became 7, it became 8, it became 10, and
gives
so on.
Huge,
you know?
Confidence.
So we be reinvesting back in the business, back in the community.
This is the story. This is the IPSS security story. You're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style. And before we hit a quick little music break, Frank, I want to find out from you, boots on the ground, that picture is impressive, but what makes your control room one of the best in the industry, and how does it contribute to the overall security effectiveness?
Okay, so our 24-hour control room is fully CEITSA approved, and please, that's quite an important thing. And I don't want to really go into too much detail about CEITSA, but if you want to know which companies are approved in which category, please go to www.CEITSA.co.za and you see what they're compliant in. So we are fully compliant, and I think our control room plays, or any control room plays, a central role in protecting our clients and community. As I said, we monitor presently, I've got it marked as 500 cameras, but we're virtually up to 800 cameras right now. It is
that's a network.
It is an absolute booming business. It's just, you know, it is cheaper than having security guards, security officers, and it's safer, it's more secure. So yeah, we monitor fence lines in real time using state of the art Cathexis AI software, which integrates with virtually any camera system. I mentioned earlier on that we invested like 3 million rand just in the technology. That is now virtually since, I think, last year, an additional 3 million rand because we had to upgrade our software. You see, there are other systems and you get free software, but you haven't got support. So it was so bad that China had to dial into South Africa to fix our system, which I couldn't do. And now we chose a local supplier and it works like a dream. You know, we have a problem, they're there straight away. They're based in Durban.
That's what you want.
You know, it costs us money, but yeah, service is like day and night, you know. So this gives us obviously advantage, you know, far beyond basic facial and number plate recognition. I don't want to go into detail now on radio, but because, you know, everybody listens to radio, the good ones and the criminals. So yeah. As I said earlier on, 250 of these cameras are community-based. So we virtually, these are domes you see, we virtually gave that back to the community. They're sponsored by us, and while the rest are spread across routes, we I think do 3-4 routes, sort of call it closures, you know, and the rest is spread over I think now about 30 estates plus minus, with our network virtually growing daily. It is frightening. And our operators are obviously highly trained. We maintain strong ties with local law enforcement to ensure quick and coordinated responses. And this mix of top-tier technology and skilled staff and our focus on community safety, I think makes our controller one of the best in the industry. I always say, and not because it's me again, but I also sat on CEITSA, secretary to CEITSA Natal for 2 years in, I don't even know when it was, 2007, I think, around that time. And I can tell you with confidence again that I've seen control rooms, and I will say our control room is one of, if not the top control room at KZN, and it's one of the top 3 control rooms in the country. Wow. Most probably. And I invite anyone who like if he or she wants to have a look at our control center, I always say this to our potential clients as well, and our clients, go and have a look at our control room.
See for yourself.
Okay. See for yourself, because then you see what operation we're running. The control room is the heart of the business. That's what's called control room. Control. You know, they control everything.
Amazing. You're getting the picture here from the big dog in the security game, IPSS Security, and Frank Labidi. Well, he's the top dog of the top dog, director and CEO. And we'll be back in on the other side of a quick little music break to give you part two of the IPSS Security story right here on Radio Life and Style. Stick with it. It's Wednesday. And here's Sam and Dave saying, hold on, I'm coming.
Smiles down at Maharani Tiles. 35 years of Maharani. 35% sale now in store.
Join in the celebrations with Maharani Tiles. 35% sale now on in Ballito. To celebrate their 35-year anniversary this year, Maharani Tiles is offering some super special deals with select products at 35% off and further. Don't miss out on the spectacular anniversary sale. In store only while stocks last. T's and C's apply. Find Maharani Tiles in Ballito at 13 Moffat Drive, Ballito Home Improvement Center. Open Monday to Saturday and visit MaharaniTiles.com for more details.
Ready to set sail on the vacation of a lifetime? MSC Cruises has an incredible deal that you can't miss. Book a cabin for three guests and pay only the cruise fare for the first passenger. From as little as $7,500 per cabin and experience the wonders of the sea with your family and friends. Don't miss out on this incredible deal to create unforgettable memories on board MSC Musica. To book, visit msccruises.co.za before the 31st of October to secure your spot and enjoy a memorable summer holiday at sea. Hashtag Musica to my ears. T's and C's apply.
Are you ready to elevate your brand? Rediscover Copy Ink, your ultimate destination for all things branding in Ballito. Get your new number plates printed and professionally installed here. Capture memories that last a lifetime with their top-notch photo printing service. And explore their wide range of other offerings, from stickers to calendars, corporate branding and custom t-shirts. They do it all at Copy Ink. And of course, they're the most dependable printers in town. Transform your brand today with Copy Ink. Visit them now at 13 Platinum Park, Douglas Grove Drive, Ballito. Visit Cater Market, your one-stop catering shop. From the kitchen's heart to the dining plate, our gear ensures your meals are great. Restaurants and hotels, let's elevate. With our equipment, you'll dominate. Slice, dice, grill and bake. Our equipment removes the ink. Top-notch quality, nothing fake. The skilled service technicians were fully equipped to provide a full backup service for all our electrical, gas and refrigeration equipment.
For all your commercial catering equipment, from dishwashers, ovens, ice machines, bar blenders and much more, visit Cater Market showroom on 5 Garlick Road, Ballito, or call them on 032-648-0092.
Capital Cities and a track called Safe and Sound on a Wednesday morning right here on Radio Life and Style. And keeping things safe and sound, we're getting back into our safety and security interview and giving you some perspective on the IPSS security story. In the studio with me for part two of our special interview, Frank Labidi, Director and CEO of IPSS Security. Frank, welcome back to the microphone, my friend. You're still with us?
Yeah, I didn't go anywhere, so...
We had a quick little musical break, and now we're back in and finding out more about the IPSS security story and looking at something that I wanted to ask you about. How does IPSS security work with local law enforcement or other security entities to enhance community safety? Because you're a team player, IPSS security.
Yeah. So we at IPSS security, we really work closely together with local law enforcement. To ensure the safety, again, to our community and the safety of SAPS officers, KDM officers. So we regularly share important information with the police about any suspicious activity or crime trends, which helps everyone stay informed and be prepared, you know. Our teams, as I just mentioned before, join local law enforcement for things like roadblocks, crime prevention, offering backup, or not offering backup, doing backup support to SAPS, KDM officers, many SAPS. And this type of key teamwork happens really on a weekly basis. We do roadblocks, ratings of shebeens, etc., etc. On a weekly basis. We go on parade with SAPS, but we're purely there not to tell them what to do. We're purely there as backup. Must remember that SAPS is short on manpower. They're short on weapons. And if they encounter, and we had it, they encounter a vehicle and the guys pull out rifles, okay, that's like bringing a knife to a gunfight. And we're there with our rifles. We're purely there for backup. And for example, just to give you an idea, if any SAPS member stops a vehicle and finds a firearm or rifle in the vehicle, they shout straight away, firearm. And then we surround that vehicle, okay? And we secure the scene just to make, you know, to virtually secure SAPS, if nothing happens to the SAPS members. So we're not there, we're not stopping anyone, we're not searching anyone. We're purely there for the support of SAPS. Quite important to understand that. Look, in emergency situations, our control room is able to quickly coordinate with law enforcement to ensure rapid response, which we have done in our last operation with the General Gopal. So we used all our radio networks, so SAPS and ourselves, you know, all on the same frequency. I gave radios out, so that worked like a dream. We also collaborate on community programs quite a bit to raise awareness about safety and crime prevention. On top of that, we train alongside law enforcement officers to make sure we are on the same page and we can respond effectively when an incident happens. And by working together, I think we create a stronger and safer community. And you know, when I founded the Salt Rock Neighborhood Watch, my motto was, together we make a difference, you know. And if you take a match and you break that match, it's very easy to break it. But now you take a box of matches, you take 10 matches and you try to break these 10 matches, it's very difficult.
It's a lot,
you know,
harder.
So that's sort of the concept behind it. But yeah, we work very, very closely together on a weekly basis, you know. We actually go on parade at the station. So my members go on parade with the SAPS members. It also brings them a little bit more together. You know, we don't want to stand like, you know, somewhere else. We forged over the years a strong relationship.
That cohesion is there. And you mentioned training. And that's something I wanted to touch on. What types of training do your officers undergo to ensure that they can handle any situation?
Okay, look, our security officers really undergo extensive training to ensure, obviously, they're all well prepared to handle a wide range of situations, you know. I mean, there's so much in security, you know. And the training begins with basic, like, security concepts, including essential skills such as surveillance techniques, report writing, emergency response protocols, etc., etc. And then they're advanced to tactical training, so the more advanced training, where they learn, you know, to de-escalate conflict, crowd control, emergency evacuation procedures, etc., etc. By law, we are required to do a full shooting of all weapons we have licenses for. I think it's called the Section 21 section. So every year, we have to send every single officer, including ourselves, to do a full, like, 3-day shoot. And if you fail the shoot, you're out. You have to.
Wow.
You have to redo your license. You know. Additionally, officers are certified first aid, CPR, enabling them to respond effectively to medical emergencies, you know, especially on the estates. You know,
most
estates. Once somebody on site who can help, you know, in emergencies, who can stabilize at least a little bit. They receive training in crisis management to help them navigate through high pressure situations, you know, because a lot of people fail when they're under pressure, you know, while providing necessary support during emergencies and a thorough understanding of relevant laws and bylaws and regulations is also instilled in our officers to ensure compliance and appropriate actions in various scenarios. You know, we can't know everything about the law, but the basics. I'm talking about the basics.
Yes.
You know, and effective communication is emphasized throughout the training. equipping officers with the skills. You know, they need to have the skills to interact positively with the public and communicate effectively over the radio. Basic thing again, radio communication, radio alphabet. You know, we take it, I think, all for granted, especially the older generation. You know, who have been to the army. You know, compulsory, but it's not. You know, that's it has to be taught. Officers participate in scenario-based training, which simulates real-life situations, which we do in the Section 21 training, house penetration, etc., etc., enhancing their problem-solving abilities and adaptability, and to stay updated on the latest security practice and technologies, our officers engage in ongoing education through regular refresher courses. We do that internally. You know, I have a person who does refresher courses, etc., etc.
Sure.
And this comprehensive training program, I think, equips our officers with the skills and the confidence, because you need confidence, needed to address any situation they may encounter, you know, in their job, in their daily job.
And obviously, the on-site picture is one thing, but can you explain the off-site monitoring services that IPSS Security offers and how they benefit businesses and homes?
Yeah, as I said early on, off-site monitoring is becoming a huge thing. I think that's the future of security. And yeah, at IPSS Security, we offer off-site CCTV monitoring, which is a great way to boost security for businesses, homes, estates, mainly sort of estates, to be quite honest, because of a cost factor as well. But yeah, you can obviously benefit as a business and as a home as well from it. And here, how very simple how it works. So cameras are installed at the property, live videos sent to our secure monitoring center, where our team, assisted again by AI, artificial intelligence software, keeps an eye out for any unusual activity. If anything suspicious comes up, we alert it immediately via the software. And then can dispatch our armed response teams right away. So our officers, CCTV officers, do not sit, and it's virtually impossible. Even if they rotate, they lose focus of picture. I think there were studies made, and I think it's about 20 minutes they can watch screens. Thereafter, they can't virtually see anything anymore.
Mm.
So with us, they sit, but they don't really watch. Everything comes up on pop-up screens.
Mm.
So obviously not during the day, you know, like especially not our community cameras, because, you know, there's far too much traffic to do that.
Absolutely.
You know, but otherwise, yeah, it's just AI software comes up on the screen, has to be like actioned, and that's it. And look,
brilliant.
The benefits are clear. It enhances security, offers a quick response to incidents, and is more cost effective, since you don't need any on-site guarding, or you can reduce your on-site guarding, you know?
Yeah.
You can also access live footage from anywhere, record videos, or recorded videos, and it can be used for investigations, insurance claims, which we have done plenty of times. So I've been asked by SEPs, by the insurance companies, can we release footage, which we can only do, you know, with the Poppy Act, via SEPs. And plus, the presence of cameras encourage accountability among employees, visitors, and residents, because, you know, there's the sleeping factor of security officers. So what we do, if we install cameras, put one in the guardhouse, two in the guardhouse, so we eliminate that sleeping as well. And every company has that problem, to be brutally honest.
Mm.
And yeah, as I said earlier on, we currently monitor about, I think, in total 800 cameras, tailoring our service to fit each client's needs and ensuring to a safe environment really for everyone, you know, for you, for me, yeah, for everyone.
For the community.
For the community.
Yeah. And looking at the future and the bigger picture, as leaders in your industry, what role do you see private security playing in the broader context of South Africa's safety and security challenges?
Well, with limited resource and manpower in public law enforcement, private security firms provide essential support, helping to enhance overall safety in communities, most definitely. Many private security companies, or we definitely do, offer quicker response times that can act swiftly in emergencies, and often reducing response times compared to public services we had an incident this week or over the weekend. It's not SEP's fault. If the vehicle breaks down, the vehicle breaks down. You know, it's nothing you can do. And then, like, our response time is 5 minutes, and 5 minutes, and sometimes, you know, there is no vehicle available because the area is so great. You must remember, 20 years ago, we had a satellite station in Balito, which is closed down.
Yeah.
So now we increased by, 20, 30,000 residents. But SEP's grew smaller, you know. It is a bit of a ridiculous situation. Then through visible patrols, surveillance systems, and community engagement, private security, or us, help deter criminals' activity and promote a safer environment. And yeah, we had that as well. So it also happened recently that a very expensive pram was stolen at Townsend Park.
Yes, and I heard about that.
Yeah, it was actually Leslie from yes. Korea. And we checked our cameras, so we have cameras there. And we got the suspect on the camera, so we don't need to send the vehicle to look around. We picked him up on the camera, then the camera follows him, and then we sent the vehicle, we know exactly where he is, got the pram back, you know. And yeah, it's a incredible. Huge sort of, yeah, it's unbelievable, yeah. Private firms often work closely together with local communities, you know, understanding their specific needs, concerns, which fosters trust and collaboration, especially if you are from the area. You know, I mean, there are a lot of companies, let's be honest, they come, they want to make money, you know, they're from Joburg, they're from wherever, you know, then they either disappear, which we had so many times, they either disappear or, yeah, they're... It's promises which are not kept, you know. Sorry, I have to mention that, you know. Be a local, you know. We stay local. Be not going out of this area, and that's it. We also provide expertise in areas such as risk assessment, event security, cyber security, not so much, but yeah, addressing a wide of safety issues beyond the scope of public policing, you know. And then we utilized advanced technologies, as I mentioned again before, CCTV alarm systems, remote monitoring, which enhance security measures for homes and business and estates. And yeah, also by sharing intelligence, you know, and collaborating on specific incidents, we can assist law enforcement agencies in their effort to combat crime. You know, it's also great help. And in a greater summary, I think private security in general, I say private security is not only IPSS security. We are crucial players in South Africa's safety landscape, and providing essential services that complement. We're not replacing SEPs. We're not replacing KDM or whatever. But it enhances public safety efforts while addressing the unique challenges, you know, faced by our communities. You know, that's sort of bottom line.
There you go. And you're getting the story here, the IPSS security story, the perspective from IPSS Security Director and CEO Frank Labidi. Frank, as we wrap up our chat on a Wednesday, I wanted to end off by getting your mission statement, the IPSS security mission statement. If you had to sum it up, what would it be?
Mission statement, yeah, that was made many years ago. So at IPSS Security, so our mission is to lead the fight against crime by fostering a culture of unity, collaboration, and excellence. Excellence, yeah, big thing. We are dedicated to implement lawful and please listen to it, lawful and ethical anti-crime measures, you know, while upholding the highest standards of professionalism. Integrity. Big thing again. Integrity and customer satisfaction. Sorry.
That
little, yeah. Our bespoke security solutions address the unique needs and challenges of each customer of ours or client of ours. And before starting any contract, we conduct thorough security assessments. You know, we just don't come in and say, okay, like, that's your quotation. No, we do a security assessment to understand our client's specific needs, the vulnerabilities, potential threats. And this meticulous process ensures that security strategies are informed, robust, and effective. We really pride ourselves, or I pride ourselves, but I have to speak for the company, we pride ourselves in delivering really superior security solutions that just go beyond conventional practices, you know. Our team of experienced professionals combines diverse expertise with advanced technologies to provide proactive and adaptive measures, staying ahead of emergency threats. And that proactive, I talk about patrols, cameras, you know, which pick up everything. And our approach emphasizes educating, empowering clients as well, customers, to play an active role in their security. I mean, Paul was here early on, you know, you heard what he said. You know, through transparent communication and training initiatives, we foster vigilant partnerships that enhance safety, you know, such as neighborhood watches, other projects. We begin engaging with local communities or our local community to promote crime prevention, safety awareness. We're always there, believing that our responsibility extends beyond our immediate clients. So it's just not our clients. For example, yesterday we had a non-RPSS client. It's on our Facebook page, on our
Instagram
Instagram page. Mm-hmm. So we recovered a massive gas bottle, which was not, it was on the farm road. We recovered it. It wasn't a client. So we go beyond what we have to do, because we could have said, listen, you're not with us, you go somewhere else. You know? But we didn't. We recovered everything. So yeah,
brilliant.
We engage with local communities to promote crime prevention, safety awareness, believing that our responsibility is blah, blah, blah. We had that. And by fostering a culture of security consciousness, we help build a safer neighborhood watch. Safer neighborhood watch. And obviously at the end, towns, you know, neighborhood towns.
Community.
Yeah, we at IPSS Security, we are committed to safeguard lives, assets, and the broader community. And our continuous improvement and innovation drive to set new benchmarks in the security industry. I don't want to be left behind, you know, in a couple of years, because we're not going with the new technologies, et cetera, et cetera. We don't keep up with the training. That's where I not want to go. And I think, yeah. Look, in conclusion, IPSS Security, we are just not a security service provider. We are vanguards of safety dedicated to securing a brighter, crime-free future for the all of us, you know. And I think being in the business now for 23, 24 years, I think, hey, Sean, we are not fly-by-nights. We are locals. We are here to stay. We are growing. You know, we are here, and we are the community.
And if you're getting
that, the community is us, you know.
Listening to this right now, if you are getting the picture, the full story, and you'll be getting it from Frank Labidi, Director and CEO at IPSS Security, I would urge you to get in touch, whether you're a private resident or a local business. Get the big dogs on your case, on your team. And ipss-security.co.za, the website with all the information, the full history, and all the contact details you could possibly want to get signed up with IPSS Security. Frank Labidi, my friend, thanks for giving us the story on a Wednesday right here on